Okay, that's Membez and Aleph, the first day of Chanukah. Mashuach Melchama, there was a special Kohen, he was anointed to prepare the people for war. So he was anointed for the war. It's the only job he did. There's an argument if he had to wear eight clothing like a Kohen Gadol or four. When he speaks to the people, gives them a speech. He spoke to them in Hebrew. It says, he says, when you go out there to war, and this Kohen will approach you. Which is this Kohen? We're talking about a Kohen who was specially anointed to take him to war. He should speak to the people. Well, you want to explain how we know all these things. He said to them the following, Shema Yisrael, listen, Al Oyveichem, you're going to fight your enemies today, V'loy Al Achechim. Even though it's not a civil war you're fighting the brother, you're fighting the enemies. Lo Yehuda Al Shimon, Shimon Al Yom. It's not like Yehuda fighting with Shimon or Shimon Ben Yamin. At the end of the day, you slav rachmanas in each other. Shim Tipul B'yodam, if you become captive, Yirachma Aleichem Lav Rachmanas. K'ma Shanem Atzeva Yekumu Anoshim Asher Nikva B'Shemes, stood up those people that were mentioned by name, V'yachziku B'ashivir, and they took on over there those captives. V'chol Marumeim Hilbishu, and all the captives who had no clothes, they dressed and had rachmanas in them. Minashol, from the plunder, V'yal Bishum, V'yan Ilum, put them on clothes, put them on shoes, V'yachilum, V'yachilum, Yashkum gave him the food, gave him the drink, and by Yosuchim and anointed them, by Yenahalum Bechamayim and led them by donkeys, Lechol Kaishol, every person was sick, by Yavium brought them Yericha, Irat Morim, beautiful city with the palm trees, Eitzelachem to the brethren, by Yeshua Shem, they all went back home. That's your brothers. How here, Halevechem Atmachi, fighting with the enemies. Shim Tibul Beyad, they fall into the hands, Eimer Achmachem, there's no Rachman is here. But on the other hand, Al Yedech Levavchen, don't be filled with fear. Al Tiro, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Al Techbasu, don't fret. And we'll see later why you have to serve three different expressions. Al Yedech Levavchen, don't fear with your hearts. With Netzahal Asusim, there's a lot of noise of the horses. Don't get from the nave, and the sharpening of the knives. Don't get scared from that. Al Tiro, don't fear. With Nehagofas, tracing the banging of the cymbals, with Shifas Hagalgasim, and the movement of the large soldiers, the troops. Al Tech, so don't be filled with trepidation, Mikol Karnas, from the voices, the sounds of the horns. Al Tarzu, don't shiver, Mipne Kot Savacha, the screaming. Ki Hashem Melekechem Ahoylechimachem, the Eibishter goes before you. When they go to fight against the Eden, they're going to fight with the human resources. You're going with the Eibishter's resources. Plishtim bo b'nis chaynish goy. Look what happened. The Plishtim came with the Goliaths. Ma'a yisayf ram the end. L'sayf nofel b'chedev. They were all killed. The nofli amoy. And they all died. B'nei amoyim bo b'nis chaynish shayvich. The people of Amma came to fight the Eden with the strength of their general called Shayvich. Ma'a yisayf ram the end. L'sayf nofel b'chedev. He died. The nofli amoy. His entire nation fell apart. V'atim you. E atim ken. You're not the same. Ki Hashem melekeichem ha'holichim achem. The Eibishter goes with you. Li'ilochem lochem. To fight for you. Zeh machna oren. That's the Oren that goes into the war. Rashi, Meshuch Muhammad Koyin. He was a Koyin Shnisrabe that was specially appointed for this purpose. Shnema v'nigish a Koyin ubegemara parich ma'akam. What does it mean? How's that proved? Vayekumu ha'anoshim k'siv gabe pikeh b'pikeh b'nei Malyo shenilchem im Achaz. He fought with his brother Achaz. B'nei Vayomei sheshov b'nei Yehuda harbe. They captured many people from Yehuda. V'sham ha'yenovi. There was a novi called Oided Shmoy. His name is Oided. V'chichem le'bnei. He reprimanded him. V'amar lehem b'chamas Hashem b'nei Yehuda. The Eibush is absolutely Yehuda. Nitnim b'yach. And that's why you were able to succeed, but he kisses me, and you won le aim mirpe without any rechmanos. But ata moim lichbeish oisam lavodim. You want to now take advantage, exploit them, and turn them into slaves. Shimoni veheishivus hashem. So they want, listen to me, bring back, return the captives. Lechol dushlung rashi lechol membezim alaf. Chol koishel kol akoishim. The weak ones and you chayin lele, but they can't go by foot. Tzahal asusim tzon asusim. The neighing of the horses. Kori tzahal ablosh lamikra. Kal gesin chayolus. We did the yeah. We just finished the Mishnah. It's all about Mashiach Muhammad, the speech he gives before he goes to war. Hagafas Treisin, yesterday we did the Gemara before. Hagafas Treisin, Magifin, Vesoygin, and Bedapkin, Hatreisin, some of them, they take the symbols and they bang it against each other. Don't fret. Kideshi, Yankinakshin, they should bang. Vakoil, Nishmak, Koil, Hamoin. Sounds very, very loud. Ayim, Ashkenegdom, to intimidate all those who are opposing them. Shoivach, Sartzvo, Hadreza, his general. We're up to the Gemara. We just said the Mashiach Muhammad has to get up and make a speech. He hired a special person, he spoke only in Hebrew. My karma, what proof do you have that you had a special appointee for that? All the Pasuk says when you go to Muhammad, the Kohen you should approach, the Kohen, the many Kohen. It says in the Pasuk, and also I know it's in Hebrew. Shneimar, it says in Pasuk, V'diber, you should speak. Well, the Halonimer, later on it says, in the Pesukim, Moshe, by Matan Torah, Moshe, Yedaber, Moshe spoke, V'alim, Kim, Yanen, and Bekoyim, and Abish responded through his voice, Malah Halon, by Matan Torah, Lashon HaKadosh, Avkam, Lashon HaKadosh, we know here also Lashon HaKadosh. Torah, when we learn, V'nigash HaKoyin, the Koyin should approach, how do you know which Koyin? V'diber, Lom, speak, speak, Yachol, Kol, Koyin, she's any Koyin, I'm Lamer, said V'diber, HaShaitim, after he says his speech, the police officers repeat what he said. Ma shaitin b'muna, they have an appointment. They were appointed. Av koyin b'muna, specifically appointed for this job. Maybe a koyin gadol. Maybe he's a koyin gadol. Also appointed. Maybe he's the one who makes these declarations. Do me the shaitin like a police officer. Ma shaitin b'muna gabav. He has an officer supervising them. Av koyin sheyesh b'muna gabav. There has to be some superior to him. Koyin gadol is nobody superior to him. Says he more there isn't. Koyin gadol nami kemelech agaba. The king is higher. Even though there's a big machlekes who's greater, a koyin gadol or a melech. But here the Gemara seems to say that a melech is greater than a koyin gadol. So he has somebody superior to him. In his discipline, there's nobody superior. Who's the Kohen Gadol answerable for what he does in his Midrash? Maybe he's a deputy. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur sees not suitable to be a Kohen Gadol, he has a deputy, he steps in. Maybe that's the guy who does it. Zgan lab memunahu. This Gan is not an appointee. What do you mean? The Tanya. What? Yeah, but he and then he's stuck forever because he can't go back to an ordinary river service. And he can't work there because the Kohen Gadol is also jealous of him. He thinks that he's always davening that he should die. The time you learn, Amrachanim is Gan Kohen, Lom is Gan Memun. What is his appointment? He's only appointed for one thing. She'im Ida Boy Psul, the Kohen Gadol, if something happens untoward with the Kohen Gadol, Nichnes Umishamashtach, he steps in. Otherwise, you don't give him any duties. The Kohen Gadol constantly feels threatened. Rashi. The judge is on top of the police. He's there to punish as Misha Yitzava Shaifa Lochav, whoever the Shaifa says to issue subpoena. They must go with David Varalol, maybe just a deputy, the Mamuna, who he's also appointed, Vyash Mamuna al Gabav, and he has a superior, the Kohen Gadol. Lomas Gamuna, what was his appointment for? Later, David Mamuna Mucha, what's his appointment for? Specifically, Shemida, Abba Ba'ichla, Ida Psula Kohen Gadol, Kozman, nothing occurred to Kohen Gadol. Ainless Gan Gluzaklum, he's a man in waiting. What's he do? Absolutely nothing. He goes to the big conferences.
If nothing happens and the Kohen Gadol does Yom Kippur with
his
dad's
son, he remains.
He continues a Kohen Hedget, yeah?
No. Yes. Once his appointment is gone, he doesn't go back to Kohen Hedget. Yeah, he's in limbo.
I thought only if there was a son in the Kohen Gadol.
That's what he says here. It then become. Otherwise, he's a man in waiting. He's a man in waiting. No, so there's a machlekes if he can still serve as a Kohen Hedget or not.
I'm saying in the event that nothing happens to the Kohen
Gadol. Yeah, but he's already been appointed as a Gan. Like a vice president of America, what's his job? If the president of the United States dies, he takes over. And while the president of the United States, he has no vote, he has nothing. He just travels a lot. Yet you ask somebody, would you want to be vice president of the United States? I think everybody would raise their hands. That's exactly it. Covered without any responsibilities. Isn't that the best thing? That's it, exactly. And what's the speech? He says, Eden, listen carefully. What kind of expression is Shema Yisrael? Ma'ishna Shema Yisrael. Omra B'yechashu B'shim Yerchoy. Omra Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Eivish says, Eden, afilu le'kiyamtem le'kirish Meshach V'arviz. If only the Yichiz Chus you have is Shema Yisrael, Yatem nimsarim b'yodim, you will not be given over. And this is actually a stira, which everybody asks. Later on we say that if you did any Aveira, even if you spoke out between Tfilin Shayyad and Tfilin Shiroi, go back home. Here you say, as long as you said Shema Yisrael, you're a good man. And there you say, you did the smallest Aveira, go home. How does that two fit in? But why Shema Yisrael? Because Shema Yichoy, we will learn Gemara Benachah says that if you just say Shema Yisrael in the morning and afternoon, b'di'evit, you already ate it, you're mitzvah learning Torah twice a day. So that's why he picks out that because Torah protects you all the time.
How do you find in for that, Stephen?
I gave a whole drosh on it, and I can't remember for the moment. I wrote it down somewhere. Years ago.
Very interesting.
I can't remember. I gave a whole. It's all drosh. Rashi. Maisha Shmaiso, Lomim, Maskolosh, this Lashon, says more about it. Al Yerach Levav, Chematiru, Torah, but we learned. Pa'amayim, Medaberim, on the two speeches that this coin gives. Achaz, Besfar, once on the border, but Achaz, Bemuchamma, once when we're standing right there at the threshold of the Muhammad. Besfar, in the border, my way, but he say, this is a speech. Shimu Devorai, listen to me, Ma'achim, Muhammad, those who are about to wage war. And he tells them who should go home and who could stay. And those who are ready to go back. If you build a new house, you know, or if you just got engaged to your wife, go home. So they have to go to the border before he sends them back home. Rashi, Shimon, Erechim, Bacham, Miro, Lachze, Miro, Lechushastei, who go back. Bechazu, Orin, Lachze, go back. Those who are suitable to go back, go Bayis. But a Bayis, he built a house, but not a Ken, he planted a vineyard, but Eidas, Isha, he engaged the woman, but Yodiv, Rachalevo, you're a coward. I forgot to see Behen. It says, with Dibru, Hashaitim, the Kamon, Amrin, and the Kohen, Kamon, the Kohen says it. El Shashaitim, Mashmin, Dovar Lam. The Shaitim only repeat what he says, but a louder voice. Then he will continue. Ma'oim, what's the speech? He says, "Al yorech levavchem, don't feel the fear. Al tiru v'atirpozu, v'al tarzu." Can I get about dvarim? Why four different expressions? Four things. What the strategies of the goyim used to be? The following four things: magifin, they used to make a lot of noise by banging the cymbals together, and they used to fill the enemy with fear. Ooh, Marie and they used to shout. Tzvachi and the horses used to neigh, and the rams and they used to sharpen over their knives. All that used to scare them. Or
they stamped
the hoof. Yeah, Rashi. I bought say Rashi. Four things. La'ayim to intimidate their enemies. Magifin betrayson, bang the cymbals. Umariyim bekroni, blow their shayfres. Tzvachin bekoilam, here before the Gemara says tzvachin, his horses here, says they all shout together. And the roimsim betzelsusin, and then they trample on the ground with this shouts of the horses, with the harusim, when they're jumping around. The other thing the Mishnah mentioned before, which was the sharpening of the knives, the shifas, kalgas, just seeing the number of soldiers, so many of them, hein ikar mechama vein lion, that's not to intimidate. They're doing that's it to preparation of war. You got to have the sharp knives, swords. The Plishtim came with the victory of Goliath. Goliath, what kind of name is Goliath? Goliath was Dovid's cousin. What kind of name is Goliath? Amar Rabbi Yechon, Sha'amad Begilu Panim. He was there brazen, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Eibishter. Shenemar, Goliath said to the Eibishter, Boru li, Boru lechem, choose for you, Ish, choose for you, Ish. The Yedid Eloi, and let him come to me. And who's Ish? Ve'enish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish over here means the Eibishter. Shenemar says, Hashem Ish Muhammad. He's saying, Eibishter, even you, I'm not daunted by you. I just saw a very interesting thing a few days ago. There was a great rabbi called Chaim Oizer, Yudzhansky, and he was a big Talmud Chacham. Anyway, so when he got engaged to his kala, his father-in-law was so proud of him because he wrote a sefer when he was like bar mitzvah. So proud of him, so he sent it to his rebbe to show what kind of wonderful son-in-law he just got for his daughter. So his rebbe wrote back to him, the only thing the pasuk it says is "es biti nasati li'ish hazeh." The only qualification for your daughter should be a mensch. Is he a mensch or not? I don't care how many sforim he wrote.
Wasn't it him who was in the story with Yitzchak Kislev?
Yeah.
He said, "Bazei kum mitzvah."
Yeah. Oregon Rabbi David says, "I didn't hear mapila yad ben ish." He thinks that he can want to take care of me. I'm gonna send Harena mapila yad ben ish. I'm gonna send him a human. Shneimet says, "V'David ben ish efrosi." David was a ben ish. He's labeled ben ish, and he is gone from the great man, and he is going to take care of him. Rashi, begil upon him, bechutzpe bode bachrulum. Think about it. Rabbi Yechon Shemeya, b'shloishim mekaymes, three times loch to piv. His mouth sort of gave him away. Lo oisir rasha. Echad, once he said, "Boru lechem ish v'yeded alai." Choose a man v'yeded alai, and v'yeded also Ibra means rule. In other words, this person will administer punishment over me. He'll rule over me. It's number one. And the other pasuk is im yochel lalachem iti, if he will be able to wage, I challenge anyone to come and fight me, vehikani, and hit me. Again, he opened up that somebody can hit him. The third one is the kamal of David. He said, "David, hakelav anochi, my dog, ki ata bo alai b'makli." He came with me with sticks. So he put himself in this situation. He's a dog. Fedi Gemara, because he was so humble, he humbled himself. That means that he's weak. He's weak. David Nami Amalei, didn't David say the exact same thing? David said, "At the ball." David also opened up by saying, "You come against me becherev uvechanis uvechidan." You come against me with the sword. He's opening up that he can be attacked. He's vulnerable. Says the Gemara, true, but Hadar Amalei. Right after what he says, "Vanoichi bo alecha b'shem Hashem tzvakas elakei maharach Yisrael." I am going to come against you with the Eibishter's strength, Asher Charaf, that you made fun of. So what David Melech was doing is he was trying to build up Goliath and saying, for that said, I'm going to win because I have the might of the Eibishter. The greater Goliath is, the bigger Kiddush Hashem will be when David wins him. So this was not an opening. He wasn't showing weakness for Keret. He was showing how strong he was.
The power of the
Baruch. Yeah, Rashi. You just wage a war against me. If I get this expression, which means you're a room. He opened up his mouth, even though he started later on. He said, "I'll beat him," but he opened his mouth to say that he'll hurt me. That's how he's opening up to bad. You think you can control me? To something which is meaningless. With Eibishter, who he is, victory. Says the Moravite. The pasuk, we're going through the war of Goyis. The plishti came every morning, 40 days. Hashkim had every morning, every night. By standing there, everyone wants to stand around. And they stopped the Shach Rabbi. Again, Rabbi Yechanan before was the one who said his name of Hashem Yechai. Because Shach is Va'arbid, you yate Taita. Taita, if we learn, remember, we learned before, different mitzvahs that protect you while you're learning and when you're not learning. But he wanted to make sure they don't learn Taita. So he wanted to use the Eden against the Eden. And Yisyatzib, Abba, he stood there for 40 days. Why 40 days? That the Taita was delayed 40 days. Sounded like from here that it was a chesaron. Look at Rashi. Because the Matan Taita was one day, Zion 7, Vav 7. And then the Taita, the Moshe Rabbeinu received only 40 days later. It's like a weakness. And he exploited that weakness, says Rashi. Kedag Abon Yoyim, she ichra Taita li his kabul. The Taita was delayed by 40 days. Nitin le koyach li siyatzev. Very hard to understand this. Eibishter wanted, for whatever reason, the Moshe to be the 40 days before he gave them the Torah. Here it sounds like it was something wrong that happened, that it took 40 days, and therefore the Goliath was able to have some kind of a strength until leading at the Torah. What does that mean?
He got the Torah on Vav 7, and he came down and he broke
40 days later, you're dying in the
Thomas.
So why would that be a weakness? The fact that he was there 40 days, because Eibishter told him to be there 40 days. So what's the chesaron here? Why that Goliath could take advantage of that? Don't know. Then it says regarding Goliath, by Yeta Ish HaBeinayim, the average, the person going out between them and Machanas Plicha. What do you have Beinayim? Beinayim means in between. What in between what? My Beinayim, what do you mean between Amrav Shem, Amrav Shem, Mevunim, Mekomum? What does it mean? Between means builder. He was built like a solid rock. It was flawless. Shmuel Amrav Beinu Nisha Be'echav. He was the middle, before brothers, he was the middle one. How exactly the middle one meant four? No. And Rav Shila Shelama Shu Osi Kibinu. Let's had more children, but we only know before. Rav Shelama Shu Osi Kibinu was built like a house. Rav Yechanan Bar. Rav Yechanan says interesting thing.
It's a good expression in Australian. What? Built like a brick outhouse.
I never heard.
Whatever.
Rav Yechanan Bar. He was a son of Meir Puppy. The Chodanani. He had one real father and 100 other men who claimed to be his father because his mother had relations with everybody. This is the same Orpa that was Rus's, sister-in-law, married to the sons of Naomi. She went back home, and Rus stayed behind. And look what happened to her. How she felt. She had 101 suitors. 100 of them claimed to be the father, but only one real one. The Chodanani.
Father's there in Harlem.
Yes, exactly. Rashi. Four brothers. So how was he the middle one? Anyway, Bar Meir Papi v'Chanani Ben Hataruvus. He was a son of many different of many people. Shebo Harba Noshem Limoy Belaila Achas. In one night, Venis Abra Min Echad Nimtza Echad Ovi V'Kulam Menafim. Aha. So Papi comes from the word Menafim. What do you call it? Lust. And one was the real father.
Busy lady.
The Yerushalmi learns that actually all 100 men had an influence over him. In other words, we learn that only one person can actually create a child. Another one was just a niuf. The Yerushalmi learns that all 101 contributed. That's why he was so solid. He was so flawless because he had the best of 100, gene splicing and everything, what they're doing now, and he had it then. He had the best of all these 101 people. So anyone invite him? Goliath, his name was Goliath, and where did he come from? Migas. Everybody used to trample on his mother like a gas. Like when they trample over there. To conceive. What do you mean? To conceive, it says in the Pasuk Ma'aros, it says over there, It says the passing me'arachos, but we read as if it says ma'aris. The kareen ma'arachos. We read it as ma'arachos, but it's actually written ma'aris, meaning that she was trampled upon. Rashi, ma'aris me'maris plishtim. Uksiv Heru Bima. You know what the word modest literally means? That everyone had a every man there in town had a relationship with his mother. Uksiv, it says in the pasuk her name was Harafa, but Uksiv, and another pasuk says her name was Arpa. So what was her name? Harafa or Arpa? Is Rav Shmuel. Chadamar Harfa, her real name was Harfa. Why is she called? Why is she called Arfa? Because Arpa, because everyone had a relationship with her from in the unconventional way. Chadam, and one says Arpa Shma, really was Arpa. Everybody trampled on her like crushed wheat. She was really called Arpa back then when she was the tzaddikus. Exactly. Unless it's Hashem or Asid. It says in the pasuk, "Vatikach ha'ish," the woman took, "Vatifrois hamasach pnei bed," covered with a curtain the bed, "Vatishtach olav harifas," and she placed on it the crushed wheat. So we see the harifas means crushed wheat. So she was like crushed wheat. Rashi, "Ksiv arpa she machet arpa." Ksiv arpa ashabili de'arof v'hiya arpa. The same person can mean like kamon shenis alashi b'bnei becheder b'yab bnei rus. That it was exacted was that all of her children should die in the hands of the Rus's children. She dafke b'shchina because Rus attached herself to the shchina. She walked away. Arfi noisa hivkira atzma ki behema. She's like a behema. Pani ki nagaroidev unconventional way. Karifas chitin ktushin crushed wheat. From the following pasuk, if you're going to crush with a mortar, harifas on top of the wheat, bali with a hammer. So we see that what again? The word harifas means wheat that is crushed. Then the pasuk further, we're still continuing talking about it's our boss. Elu yulodu laharfa. These are following four kids that Arfa had begas and siyegas, and. David, and they all died in the hands of David. Who were these four kids? Amr Abchiza says, Safu Modern Golis Vayishbi, the four names are mentioned in the Tanakh. Benoiv, Vayiplu Beyadavid, they all died in the hands of David. It says a pasuk, but when Orpa said goodbye to Naomi, it says, Vatishak Orpa Lechamaisa, Orpa kissed her mother in law, but Veruz Dovkaba, Ruth decided to cleave with her mother in law. So we learn from here that Orpah's kids had to die through Rashi. How we learn? Let the one who gave the final embrace, the Yiplu, let them die. B'yad b'nei advuk, the one who actually remained behind and cleaved to Naomi. Rashi. Safam Adam Megal Yishbi Kulam Besevi Shmuel. B'nei Hanashuka Shenoshkel Lachamayis. He kissed him motherly. Parted me to say goodbye. Shalaini's guider. She refused him a guider. And Rus was Megaya afterwards. Rava Bizchar Arba, on the other hand, Dorash Rava Dashan Bizchar Arba Demais. The four tears. Shahirida Orpa Al Chamaisa, because two tears came out of each eye, so a total of four tears. That Orpa cried about him, Badalo. Zachsa, she merited Vyatsimena Abba Gibbaidim. Four Gibbaidim. So David was four generations later.
What does it help that she had four Gibbaidim?
They lived a long life. But David was four generations later, and Golis is only one generation later. So Golis lived a long life.
So he was old by the time David fought.
Yeah, but he was stronger than anything. You know, Shlomit says, it says she raised her voice and she cried. So we know that there were tears. Oiksi, furthermore, it says, the words that are written, but we don't pronounce it. It says in the pasuk, the eighth chanisai. But we read it, it's written the chaitz chanisai, like an arrow or a spear, but Karina, we read eighth chanisai, wood. Over here, we try to minimize the praise about Golias. That's how strong he was, that we read it as only a piece of wood. Really, his hands were like spears. From here, we learn out. You're not allowed to praise a Russia. If you're not allowed to praise a Russia, but you praise him something, why are you talking about all? David, we want to at least show you how David is able.
We do express positive things about Rashaim. You know, if Yishmael did tshuva, or Esav.
If he did tshuva, but the Golis did tshuva. Esav didn't do tshuva. Rashi. He was able to wage war against him. Now you also mentioned the Mishnah, like the coin with the downs, and like the Bnei Kanani was Shevich anyway. Who's the Shevich? Bnei Amoim Bobin is Chayin Shevich. See, it says by Shevich he was their general. it says Shevich Uksiv Shevich. We read it as if it says one place says his name was Shevich, and one place says his name was Shevich. He was built as strong as a shin coop. Not sure how strong shin coop is. Everybody sees them melt away and they flow away because they're so scared of him. He's so strong. Then the Pasuk says, Ashposai, his mist, his garbage, is kikeve pasuach, like a wide open pit. Kulam gibbaidim, they were all strong. Now we're talking now about the army of Nebuchadnezzar. What does that have to do with anything? So Rashi says, Ashposai, kikeve pasuach, the chayolosh Nebuchadnezzar. We're talking about the army of Nebuchadnezzar. The idea did not complete the Rashi, but Rashi is the Kroy, Nokilos. Since we're arguing about other Pasuk, we're talking about it as well. As you can see the segue. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lord, Rabbi Abbas, Chad, Rabbi Bishar, Shazor, Gichetz, when the army of Nebuchadnezzar was that powerful, and they used to throw arrows, Oisin Ashpasis, Ashpasis Shechalolim. There used to be piles and piles of dead bodies. They were so, their aim was perfect, and they were so strong. B'shem Atayim Shumnan, because of, you're going to say that what, that maybe they were just had good strategy, they were good skills, not, no, Tamalem, Kul Gibayim, they were punching strong. Labdavke, because they were very skilled, they were just mighty brute strength. Brawn rather than brain. No, they were all sick. And whenever they had to go to the bathroom, piles and piles of fertilizer. You're going to say, maybe they were all sick, like we had and Tanoim, they were sick, like Rebbe Karhari Pranathrum. Tamulayim, Kulu Gibayim was strong. They just ate a lot. Somebody has constant diarrhea, you should know that choyle ma'aymu is a problem. Go seek a doctor. Go bother yourself and find a doctor and heal yourself because you can't wear tefillin and so on. Rashi, you thought maybe the skilled, not strong. Eat a lot. Because they got sick. A worry in a person, you should repeat over. One says, you remove it from your mind. If you have a daiget, discuss with others. In fact, we had the Gemara before that if you have worries, go and tell people so they should daven for you. So
in psychology.
That's right.
Should you bottle it up and put it away? Or should you
nobody really says you should bottle it up because it's not a healthy thing. Who says you should bottle it up? Yes, chenemadait is not bottling up. Chenemadait means you train yourself that that's not the bottling up. Bottling up means it's still inside, brewing away and eating up inside. Very, that's a dangerous thing. Rashi, physically and psychologically. Rashi, removing your mind with a samach, or yizchenachedim with a sin, tell to others. But he tells the guys, you're not like that. You guys are not like, you're relying on the Eibishter. What guarantee or security is he giving them? Why didn't you say the Abish is with you? What does he say? The order and all that. What did he tell them in the Mishnah? He says, the Aron is with you. Why didn't you say the Abish is with you? He says, the Abish goes with you. Because in the Aron you have the Abish's name and everything else. Says Rashi here. Why did you tell them, what is his guarantee? Goes with them. Shashem the chol kinuiv einim ba'aron, the Eibusha and all of his other names are there in the Aron. Hayyitzi imam b'cham. There were two Aronis according to most. Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron and Bezalel's Aron. In Bezalel's Aron was the luchas in the Kodesh Kodashim. Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron, they had the Shivari luchas. Shivari had luchas. And that they used to go out every time they went to war. And in this, he said that's where the Eibusha's name and everything else is in there. Let's go a few more lines. What? Sorry? No, the stone, the broken luchas.
Oh, the chol kinuiv, all the.
It's Ruchnis, I don't know.
Which one had the
Faizer brings that they actually had some of the Seamus of the Abish written to me on a scroll. He brings another pshat, Seamus on him, he's Big Day Kuhuna. We're in there. Yeah. Let's go to the Gemara. Menachem Ba'aron, V'cheinu Oymer Zed, V'yishalach Oysa Moshe. Moshe sent them Elif Lamata, 1,000 by Mechemes Midian, Letzava to the army, Oysam as Pinchas, Oysam, he sent Sanhedrin. Pinchas Zem Ashurach Muhammad. That was the Kohen Pinchas' job, was to make the announcements. The Chle HaKodesh, Yosef sent for them the Chle HaKodesh, what holy vessels. The Oren, that's the Oren, the Luchas Shabbat, the Oren and the Luchas inside. The Chatzaitzes HaTrua B'yad, those are the trumpets. Elu HaShayfris. The first time we have a problem with one of Shayfris. We know the Taylor said they used to blow, not the Shayfris, they blow trumpets, Chatzaitzes. So others say that the words are interchangeable, Chatzaitzes are all interchangeable. Or the only certain words they did use chatzaitz, the other ones they use shayfris. Rashi, no Rashi. Tanu learned. Leilu chinam hala pichle mechama. Pichle didn't go for a war stand for naught. El lepar adin. He went to take revenge of Avi'ima's grandfather. Shenemek, who sold Yosef? We had the even though it says Yishmaelim, but the Midyanim also sold him. But Midyanim machro them Mitzrayim. So therefore they said, Pichle, kill the Midyan. You take revenge for your elder zayde with the Yosef. Remember the Pinchas me Yosef. Also, what Pinchas is the son of Yosef? Well, Ksivah says, "I love Aaron, look, let me bring Putiel." Took from the daughter of Putiel, I leave her wife. And what is Putiel? Who's Putiel? Putiel is Yisrael. My life doesn't mean Yisrael. Why is Putiel called Yisrael? Or why is he called Putiel? She pit the Magol. He's a fattened calf. Nobody can come. Why would they call him? He said, "We learned the Torah like Sony, and I'll call a gear reminder of his past." And here they called him with a name, unless this is the name that he had before he became. And yet, by it says that Lozman and Aaron took from Bnei's Putil, which means after Yisrael already came from Atta and everything else, or he was Megaya, unless this happened still before again. Who knows? No, Yisrael should pit be Yitzay. No, Putil could also refer to Yisrael. You know why? Because pit be Yitzay, he controls the Yitzahara. The Shvatim of Aslam, I say, the Shvatim used to embarrass. Didn't the Shvatim embarrass Pinchas? The Yisim Ben Puti there that he killed him, that had a Shimon. Look at this Ben Puti, Ben Shepitim Aviyim. His Zayde had a chutzpah. His Zayde used to over there nurture and fatten up animals for his order. Yahara Nasim Yisrael, he should kill over there Zimri, the head of Shimon. Ella, you're right. I avu the ime me Yosef. His Zayde on one side is the father, on the mother's side is Yosef. Then ime the ime me Yisrael. And on his mother's father was Yisrael. He made the imam Yosef, and his mother's mother father was Yosef. Then Avu the imam Yosef. Then his mother's father's father was Yisrael. They can name chesim ibnoyis putil, the daughters. Today mashma shmamino two putils. Yeah, okay. Rashi. Today putil like chesim putia putel. Putia. That's why putia with the yud with two.